Yeah, and that's, we don't discourage people from not doing what they're comfortable with. A lot of different hospital networks and healthcare networks still have traditional wall-mounted wired panic buttons, and those are great. We don't want to discourage anyone from including that technology in their SOPs and in the way they handle emergency response. A lot of the people that I work with in healthcare are acquiring our buttons as a supplement to that because they've run into situations where an aggressor is in between them and that wired panic button. So now they have to navigate around that person and then get to the panic button and not make it so obvious that they're hitting it. The stationary panic buttons, great if you're going to be sitting at that location for an extended period of time. But if you ever find yourself away from that button, that's where a portable, wearable, mobile panic button can really come in handy. Let's say you're going to get attacked in the parking lot. That stationary button can't help you there. And that's where we can fill that gap.